Mr. Ingram made that appeal during a mass rally in Freeport on Saturday night, as he encouraged supporters to sign up to be volunteers for the party. The Prime Minister said if someone who the FNM does not want to take money from sends the party money, it will be sent back immediately, as they, quote, only want good, clean money. While in Grand Bahama, the Prime Minister told supporters the FNM's 2012 manifesto holds innovative ideas to lift that island out of its depressed state. Those ideas include establishing the Grand Bahama Development Board, among others.
We intend to use this island of Grand Bahama as a major hub for promoting and incentivizing the establishment of a Boeing aircraft and a yacht registry here in Grand Bahama. And we have even bigger plans. We'll utilize your unique location and the Grand Bahama Transshipment Center and adjacent land to facilitate development of a logistic distribution hub, international cargo in an effective free trade zone. This would be a significant boost to your economy in many, many areas.
He also pointed out that Latin American markets hold great promise for Grand Bahama.
When traveling abroad, I will advise investors of the new Grand Bahamas we are creating, building on what we've already accomplished. The new Grand Bahama supports an incredible India campaign that features islands in the Bahamas as a stunningly beautiful, opportunity-rich environment that is stable and strategically located. In particular, we will promote the things we are continuing to do to develop our human and entrepreneurial potential, including in the areas of national training, health and education. We will promote greater partnerships and collaboration with behavioral investors and professionals. We intend for the Bahamas to bounce back, so much so that our goal should be for others to look at us and say the Bahamas keeps on getting better.
Not to be left out, the PLP held a mass rally in Freeport the same night. Opposition leader Perry Christie discussed the benefits of his party's mortgage relief plan and made it clear that his party's plan to transform Grand Bahama's stagnant economy includes revitalizing the entire island.
I have a plan. I have a plan to transform Grand Bahama into a premier destination, complete with diversified industrial trade and shipping sectors. The GIN project with the surrounding properties in West End must finally live up to its potential. And with it will come the splendor of a new West End able to compete with the Key West of our region. The East will not be left out either. In the East, you have asked for a plan for the sustainable development of East Grand Bahama. But you say, please do not touch the natural beauty and resources of the string of quaint settlements. We in the PLP hear you, and we won't. But East Grand Bahama, you will get your fair share of the resources of the government of the Bahamas.
Christie insisted that the Ingram administration's policies made the recession worse. He is promising to create a special ministry for Grand Bahama to ensure they get special focus. For the Guardian News Network, I'm Dwight Strawn.